You are holding Daf Chof from Aleph in Menachos. Again, Les Shaila was at Rav Huna. The Shaila was Maskevul Rav Huna. Les Gemara was Harei Melech. The Pashat you have to salt the Mincha. The Leitona Bekor. The Torah doesn't say it twice. Ul Makfa Beis. Tolus Likuva. The Tani will learn like this. The Pasuk says Bris Melech Olam Hu. And we dashin Chetei. The topic more now Daf Chof. The dashins that Chetei Bris Amur BeMelech. That there's a Bris Amur BeMelech. Rashi says Le Tafsik Mikrabonis. That you always have to have salt on a korban. Bein le Rabbi Yehuda, bein le Rabbi Shimon, to let the media le Mashmer's Dershin. These two drushes, how we have the Zonaf Kamina, it's the only Yishala how you dashen them. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, he dashes that you have to have a melech from this pasuk of Bris Melech Olam. And Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nemakan Bris Melech Olam. Who? The Nemal have another pasuk says, Bris Kunas Olam. Says like this. That kishem sheyer shel korbanos b'lo kuna, just every korban needs a kohen. When it says bris kunas olam, there's a bris you have to use a kohen by the korbanos for after shechita onwards. You have to have a kohen. It's kach sheyer shel korbanos b'lo melech. The same way you cannot have a korban without a melech. So here the question is, even by why it doesn't say it twice, you have to have melech. So why is it lekuva? How come we say bris melech olam means it's lekuva? It has to be. Smur says I'm a Rav Yosef. Rav Ketana Didan Srule Enechnami. Rav Atayu holds like Awatana. That Rashi says Rav the Yom, Rav said before that Hechzira in Lehechzira Le. Only what the Pasuk says clearly over a second time is Likuva. Otherwise it's not. Atayu he holds by Mincha like the Tana of Al Mishnah. The Yom of the Awatana says Le Malach HaKoyim it's Kasha. Even without Mlicha it's Kasha. Enechnami, according to Rav, if you did not salt the Mincha, still would be Kasha. The Yom of the Awatana says Loy malach kosher, even without a melicha, still the mincha is kosher. Omleyai Sabayi said back, Ihochiv, if that's pshat, Ihochiv, so. When the Mishnah says, Le Yitzak, that you did not pour the shemen the second time over the mincha, Nam Le Yitzak Lada, the Mishnah meant to say it didn't make Yitzik at all, because we said before now that Yitzik is avoided as the kuva. And what we say before the pshat in the Mishnah was, Ela la yitzik means kohen, just that the kohen did not make the yitzikah. Ela zar, but a zar did do it. So kitzur, when our Mishnah says la yitzik, it just means not a kohen, but a zar did it. So maybe Yochanan here also, when the Mishnah says le melech, all it means to say is that a kohen did not make the melech. Ela zar, but only a zar did it. So even according to our Mishnah, you have no right. It could be that melech is likuva by a mincha. It's only that if a zar does it, still is kosher. But I call upon him again, it's not like Rav. That Rav says, whatever doesn't say it second time, it should not be likuva. So my answer is, Omalei, v'chisal al daitcho, shezar korv l'gabi mezbeach. Listen, if that's what the Mishnah means to say, that just the kohen did not do the melicha, but Azar did it, how is that possible? Could Azar come close to the mezbeach? Azar can't come near the mezbeach. So, pshita, when it says he did not do a melicha, it means, le'mala klal. So the kids say, our Mishnah, also like Rav, also like our Mishnah, that by Mincha, it's kosher without a Melicha, without salting it first. V'yiboyisema, another tale, it's going to be like this. V'yiboyisema, kivu nechziv bei bris, command the 20 bei kurodam, you know, that even Rav would agree, since by this parasha of Melech, it says bris, Melech oilamu, so the word bris is coming like likuva to say, every korban, every Mincha has to have Melech, and without Melech, talk it's possible. So even Rav would agree to this. And if this is a pshat, if so, then what's pshat in our Mishnah? So we have to say pshat in our Mishnah, then is, we'll soon see that, lay molech, maybe the whole mincha. But about the kmitza, that much you would have to have a melicha done to. Now the Gemara says, is it true what we're saying, v'loy toni beikros, is it true the apostle doesn't say it twice by melech? V'yoksiv, the attack of two psukim, one posuk says, v'chol korban minchoscho ba melech timlech. All your korbanos, kol korban minchasech, mash every mincha, by melech timlech, you have to salt it first. So, who it's the second time it says it? It said already, bris melech olam, and now it says the second time by mincha. So, who the second time it's the same as likuva. So, more says, no, humi boile likatanya. This posik, the whole korban minchasecho, we need not likuva, but for different adrosha. It's not a second time, it's for different adrosha. Likatanya, like we learned. Ilunem a korban by melech. Who would have said the word korban by melech? Shemei ani, I would hear from this afilu etzim, that even etzim also you have to salt the etzim before you burn them. Vidam and uadin by zrikat adam also you have to salt the dam first. Shenikro korban because they are called a korban.
So how do we know to say not dam and not etzim? Tamulim, that's what a pasuk has to say. V'chol korban minchoscho b'melech timlich. Tamulim mincho. So it means like this, a korban that's going to a mincho. Ma mincho miyuched is special. Shacherim boin choyvelo, other things come choyvelo.
So Rashi says it means that every mincha needs something else to come for it. In other words, you have to bring wood, you have to have wood to be burnt in order to bring the mincha. Is af kol everything else, shacherim boim choyv melo, anything that needs at least something else to come because of it, like the zevach or mincha. Mashen kein, not eitzim. Eitzim itself, nothing has to come because of the eitzim. So therefore, eitzim does not need a melech. Now, if so, ima minchom yuchedesh shemateris, just like a mincha itself is a matir. In other words, Rashi says now, it's really a question, ima minchom what means hochi poruch. Or maybe, let's say this, yehecha de marbinin, kol de domilei, behaitzad shachirim boim choyvulim, is tarbanami dam de domle lidogisa. Maybe say dam also needs melech, because just like a mincha, it's coming to be matir something else. Ima minchom yuchedesh shemateris, af kol shemate, maybe anything else also that's a matir, it needs melech. If so, ovi dam, maybe I'll also include dam should also have to have melech. Shematir, so maybe dam also, zrikas adam has to be salted before you use the dam. On this time, no, the pasuk says, mi'al mincha secho, for loit mi'al adincho. That mi'al mincha secho, you only need melech on top of a melech, on top of a mincha, but not on dam. Dam does not need melech, does not need salt. Yochla, I would have thought to say, te mincha tula, te mincha kula tuna melech, maybe you have to salt the whole mincha, not only the kmitza part, but even the shrine also has to be salted. Talmudim, it says korban, know that korban toy melech, v'yein mincha kula tuna melech, that only the kmitza, that part of the mincha needs melech, that's likuva, but the shrine does not need melech. So the ainli ella kaimitz, maybe only the kmitza needs, the kmitza of a kmincha needs salt. Minayin l'rabba says alavoyna. How do we know that levoyna also has to have salt on it first? Mar ben yes alavoyna, I'll also include levoyna also needs salt. Shekein bo ima b'kli echad, that levoyna comes in the same kli as the mincha, since it's part of the mincha, so the levoyna also needs melech. Sending Moses Vaitu, Minayin, how do we know l'rabba says alavoyna bo b'fnei atzmo? That's in the case levoyna comes by itself, not with the same kli as the mincha. How do we know this levoyna also has to have melech? Rashi says, "Kogoyneim." If somebody says, "Harayel levoyna," the Yom Perak Harayel Yisurin, that's a mincha. You bring the levoyna alone. How do you know this also needs salt? Or levoyna above a bezichin. How do we know the levoyna comes by the lechem aponim in the bezichin that also needs salt? The haktoris. How do you know the haktoris needs salt? The murikotchim kadoshim, the murikotchim kalim, the eroilo, the piece of meat of the korban oilo that's burnt. From the korban oif. Like all these things that are burnt on the mizbeach mean nine. How do we know all these things also need melech? Is Talmud Loimah. That's why the pasuk says, "Al kol korban chotakiv melech." On any korban, anything that's korban, got the mizbeach, you need melech. So the kitzah, they're not like two extra psukim. It's not shinu ba'akosiv, but rather each one comes to teach us different halachas. Exactly which type of a korova do you have to have melech? Comes at everything except eitzim and dam. Eitzim, wood, and dam does not need melech. Now, oh, Mama, what did we say before? Ein liyela koimetz, maybe only the kmitz of the mincha itself needs melech. Minayin the rabbi says a levoina. How do we know even the levoina also needs melech? So he said, ma ben yes a levoina, was as far as said that levoina also needs salt. Shekein bo imo b'kli echad, but it comes with it, b'kli echad in one kli. Ay, vo amati, you said, ma mincha miyuchede shacherim bo yin choyvelo. In other words, anything that needs something else to come because of it also needs melech. So the levoyin also, you have to have eitzim to burn in order to burn the levoyin on top of it. So from that Rashi, we should know that levoyin needs melech. How come I have to say a new svar here because it's in the same kli? So Rashi says, "Shu hokakom." This is what I meant to say. Eim a korban, maybe let's say korban is a klal, or mincha is a prat, and therefore maybe I should ask it to say klal or prat. The klal is usually eim b'klal or mashav a prat. Maybe minch in midyach rin aloi, maybe only the minch itself needs melech, and not something else, not levoina. His hodama, then the pasuk says no. Al kol korboncho is chozo klal, so now it comes out to be klal or prat or klal. So if so, we darshan yat tadana lakena prat, I don't like the prat. Maha Prat is Mefurish. Shacherim Boim Chayvim Lo is Av Kol Shacherim Boim Chayvim Lo. Anything else that something else comes out of the Chayv? Now, Acherim Boim Chayvim Lo Maniyu. What does it mean that something else comes because of this? What is it? Is Eitzim. Eitzim comes because you need Eitzim for the Levoina, you need Eitzim for the Mincha. So to say, Avkol Eitzim is anything that needs Eitzim, anything that has to be burnt, that you have to use wood to make the fire to burn with, all these things need Melech. So, Eima, why don't I say Levoina? So now the question really is like, Eima Achirim, the Boim Chovlo Ninu, is Levoina. Maybe it means something like Levoina, that something else has to come with it. Just like the Levoina needs the Kemitz, needs the Mincha, so maybe only things like this, that something else has to come because of it. Or where a korban comes because of the Mincha, these things need salt. And if so, v'yaisi dam, I'll learn out then that even dam of a korban also needs melech. D'ikin nesochim, because there's nesochim. So again, so we're saying things like Levoina, so we'll include dam also, d'ikin nesochim. Because with dam, there's also nesochim, where Rashi says, yev yayin v'shemin, boyin l'choybis l'zevach. And if so, Nisfazmar says no, Nisachim Bahadi Mur Mudiyasi. So the Nisachim that comes is not called part of the Dam, that comes with Taurus, the Imurim of the Korban. Now, my time, what's the reason? Achilu Shtiya, because there's Achilu the Imurim, Ushtiya the Yayin. So they goes together, the Yayin goes with the Imurim. So Mar says, Adam, maybe just the opposite. Kapora v'simcha, that the Dam is a Kapora, and the Yayin is for Simcha. So maybe these two come together. So maybe Yayin and Dam come together, so therefore it's considered that there's Boyim Acherim Choy V'lo, and you have to have Melech also. So Mor says, rather, Elo, what's the real Svar of Acherim Boyim Loi? It means to say, Elo Levoino Boimo B'Kli Echod, that the Svar is now the reason why we're Marba Levoino, because Levoino comes in the same Kli as the Mincha. But Nesachim main Boyim B'Kli Echod, but Nesachim does not come Avoleitzim, but by the wood, that the Eitzim is nothing special for the Mincha. It's not called Boyim with the Mincha. Because the Eitzim, the same way you use the wood to burn, to make fire, to burn the Mincha, the same way it's used for Kulu Karbonis. So therefore, Eitzim is not included in Melech. Levoina Tak is included. So that's what's good. Well, we need really both Svaras. That's called Acherim Boyim Chayvala. And also, the reason why we're marba Levoina over Eitzim is because Levoina has the milo that Levoina is in the same kli as the Mincha. Whereas Eitzim comes by itself. It's not called, it comes together with the Mincha, because the same Eitzim is brought for Karbonis also. Now the Gemara says, V'yema, why don't I say this? Maha prat mefurish acherim boim choivim lo. Uma teres. Maybe, you know what, you have to have salt, only things that other things come with it. And also it's a matir, like a mincha. He's af kol anything else, shacherim boim chayvim lo, other things comes because of it. Umateros and it's a matir, umanin, what else is it? Levoino, habo bevezichim, tishar yelechim, that the levoino that comes, it needs wood to be burnt on. And also it's a matir the lechim. Abu midiach rin lechim, maybe other things that not a matir, does not need salt. So Mora says no, midiitzrach, since we need the pasuk of miyal min chasecha, it's a deek to say only dam does not need salt. Is mechlad hanachulo also bechatzad mash? Everything else you could learn out, Taka, that it need salt. So we did not say it needs two things like mincha is boin acherim boim chayvelo, and it's a mati. Do not need both tanoim. It's enough just one tanoi. Anything else that acherim boim chayvelo, so all other things that also need wood to be burnt in order to burn these things on top of it, or also toyin melech. The only thing again that goes out is only Eitzim and Dam. The other Gemara says, "Oh, Mama, what we say before? Meyal Mincha Secho, v'loy Meyal Dimcha. Atapi Mincha, not Meyal Dimcha, and not Dam does not need Melech." The aim of the Gemara is the question: why don't I say Meyal Mincha Secho, v'loy Meyal Evrecho? Maybe on top of a Mincha needs salt, and not on top of Evorim, the Bosa that you burn of a Korban Eilo. Maybe that does not need Melech. So Mor says no, Mistav, it's more of a sword of saying, Eivorm Hevel Rabuye. It's more of a sword of saying that the Eivorm, the pieces of meat from a Korban Eilo, they have to have Melech. Shekein, because it's more Doima to a Mincha, Ashpenan Tumeya Simen, means like this, that Acherim Boyim Chayvim Lo. You need other things. You need eitzim. You need wood to be burnt in order to burn the worm, just like a mincha. Kemoistis, just like a mincha. Ishim kemoistis, something that's burned on the fire, just like the mincha is. Bachutz kemoitsa, there's an issa haktaras chutz. Just like nala rabbi makter on mincha bachutz, in nala rabbi makter the worm bachutz. Noisa kemoistis, they both have a psal noisa. Leave over the boss, leave over the mincha, it's noisa. Leave over kemitsa. Tumma kemoistis, they both have a psal tumma. And mila kemoistis, they both have an issa mila upon it, the mincha and the evorim. So therefore, the Svarah say, just like the mincha needs melech, that the Svarah said that the evorim of a korban oil also has to have melech.